Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. And to do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Heather, it was a little questionable early in the week, but then we had a nice strong finish to the week. Give us the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, it was nice to see some premium actually gained in the corn. So if you look at the Dease 2018 corn, we put about 5.5 cents into that market week over week. Dease 19 put an additional 4 cents in the market. Beans didn't fare quite as good, but it definitely could have been a whole heck of a lot worse there. So I take it as a win. We see NOV 18 beans only losing about a penny and a half week over week. NOV 19 only losing about 3 cents. So still a fairly positive direction, even for a negative movement on beans. And then if you look at the Kansas City wheat December 2018 board, no change in that board week over week. July 2019 gaining about 3¾ cents week over week. So a nice little premium to add to that July 2019 board.
It seems like the catalyst for this move up here late in the week was that crop production and WASDE report that came out from USDA. We won't go through the numbers. They've been pretty much dissected. But I think the takeaway message really is it's kind of more so about market attitude on those really than the actual numbers, huh, Heather?
Yeah, reports nowadays are more frequently about did we guess it right or did we guess it wrong? And then that's the report reaction we have. The market knew which way the report was most likely going to go, but they did overestimate some numbers, and they kind of got caught, the funds and traders kind of got caught taking too much premium out of that market, and so we saw it return to the marketplace Thursday and Friday during trade. Really a lot of correctioning going on. We saw funds actually clean up about 24,000 contracts of corn week over week, and a lot of that I think having to do with the report. Only three times in the USDA's history have they lowered corn yield from September to October. The biggest thing is overall you got to keep in mind carryout projected for 18-19 is about 300 million bushels less than our 17-18 final carryout. So that's really a key number. It's been real quiet. We haven't talked a lot about it, but corn demand is really, really good.
You know, and we're seeing that in some export sales numbers. Even on soybeans, there's been some movement to the export market, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so with all the gloom and doom in beans, let's start there. You would think every report we see would show that export sales are just astronomically behind where we were at this time last year. They're not, though. We're only showing about an 18% dip in this year's export sales pace versus the same time frame last year. Now, obviously, we got a long marketing year to go, but the fact that all this doom and gloom we've seen in the last 6 months, 9 months worth of trade talks, and we're only 18% behind, that's pretty impressive. And then if you look at the corn, something that is just kind of snuck under the radar, I don't think most farmers even really realize where we're at for export sales. But for corn export sales, we are 51% ahead of the same pace as this time last year. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is figured out. That's our one and our two exporters for corn in this country. So if we've got a good relationship with them, we're continuing to export, and it's growing. The export number is growing. We've got a lot of other destinations that have come on board. There's some European destinations that have come on board. There's some Middle Eastern destinations that have come on board for corn. I mean, corn really, if you look at it from a demand picture, is just in a fantastic position.
Heather, do you think the market's concerned about the harvest delays from the last 2 weeks?
You know, I think that we will probably continue to see maybe for another 2 to 3 trading sessions the market trade some of this delay fear, really more around the bean issue, like what does bean quality look like, what are the issues we're seeing in the field. Monday's report could be interesting to see that there hasn't been much progress made from the previous Monday, but in the overall grand scheme of things, if you look at year over year, we're still right in pace. We're actually ahead of pace for being delayed for a week and a half.
All right. Well, let's talk about pricing some unsold bushels. If for the crop that we're harvesting now, unsold bushels is using the carry the best strategy at this point?
Yeah, definitely. If you're going to put stuff in the bin, you've got to go capture that carry. And the best way to do that, either go sell those futures in the July board is probably the easiest place to do it. Know that you're going to carry it clear till June, July. The other thing to do that actually gives you a little bit of upside, look at a type of min-max strategy. So go buy the put, sell some topside if you want to limit how much you can actually capture if there's a rally. Or just buy the put. It is a little bit more expensive to buy a put versus your investment costs and just selling futures. However, you put a floor on and you get to participate if there is any delayed rallies in this old crop market. And as I mentioned to you earlier, Chad, we're actually selling some DEES 19, which is not typically what you think you'd be doing this time of year, but we've had the same opportunity the last 3 years, really, where we see the deferred year, you know, the crop a year out, has got some decent values. You know, we've touched on a little over $4 futures about three times now over the last two and a half months. It's kind of one of those things that we can't keep looking a gift horse in the mouth and not doing anything. So we're selling some DEES 19 as well.
All right, very good insight. Thanks so much for the conversation. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks, Chad.
Again, that's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week, and have a good weekend. On the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.